Hello and welcome back. This is video number 6, and we're going to talk about product attributes. Now, here's what I mean by product attributes. To give you the best example, I'm going to go to a site called Alibaba.com. I did a search for a t-shirt. T-shirts are a great example of this. So you have size and you have color. Underneath size, we have things like small, medium, large. Color, we have all sorts of different colors. Now, what I want you to understand is these are the attributes. So size is the attribute. Color is the attribute. What are these? These are what we call values. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because that is what it's called under WooCommerce. So if we were to go under here, and let's just refresh this page, you can do it of two of different ways. You can go under attributes and add them there, or you can add them on the actual product that you're editing. I like to do it on the product that I'm editing because I can add the values. And under attributes, you can only add the attributes. So think of attributes kind of like a category of product attributes. So we have color and size. Since we're dealing with like water filters, we can have size. So you pick and choose the attribute, you click on add, and then, of course, you're going to see values. So the values for size would be something like small. And then you type that in, and then you click Add New. And then we can type in medium. And, of course, large. Click Add New. Enter that here. Click OK. And that's it. That is how to add a product attribute. Now, of course, if it were color, let's say color, you would do the same thing. Let's say we have brown. So you click on Add New, click OK, click Add New, green, click Add New, white, and we click Save Attributes. So now we can click Update, and there we go. So we go under Attributes, we can see that we have large, medium, small. Under Color, we have a variety of different colors. And that's it.